Isn't it wonderful to get to see Jesus do show up and do something like that for you? Now, as long as you give him the glory and the praise, he'll show up for you again. Isn't that wonderful? He's an awesome God. Then can we boast that we have done anything to be accepted by God? Regardless of how good we are, can we boast about this? No, because our acquittal is not based on our good deeds. It is based on our faith. 28 and 29. So we are made right with God through faith, and not by obeying the law. So obeying the law is not what's going to justify you before God. It's faith in him, Jesus, that's going to justify you. After all, God is not the God of the Jews only, is he? Isn't he also the God of the Gentiles? Of course he is. How many gods are there? One. That's absolutely right. 30 and 31. There is only one God, and there is only one way of being accepted by him. This kind of throws a monkey wrench in some of those people that... Just like here, quite a while ago now, I said the other day, it was many days ago, I was coming back from Louisiana, from Kenner there. I'd been down there on a project, and I was on the way back to Dallas, and I sat beside a man and his wife. The man was sitting against the window, and she was sitting next to me, and as we were flying along there, he's looking out the window. So I'm asking her, do you know Jesus? Oh, yeah, yeah. She said, I know Jesus. I said, what kind of church you go to? Oh, she said, we don't go to church. I said, why not? Oh, she said, you don't have to go to church. I said, well, I said, but do you know that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and you have to believe in him? There's only one way to heaven. Oh, she said, you sound like my sister. I said, what do you mean? She said, my sister tells me that. But how can you be so, you know, simple-minded? She said, you know, God is so big, he's provided at least 1,000 ways for us to get to heaven. Now, who do you think she's been listening to? Ain't no two ways about who she's been listening to, right? I said, ma'am, I must have raised my voice, I guess. I said, ma'am, there's only one way to heaven, and it's through Jesus Christ. And the guy, he said, what are you talking about over there about Jesus Christ? And so I began to talk to both of them together, and they were both steeped in whatever they were involved in. I said, you know, y'all are in the wrong deal here. I said, you know, you ain't going to get to heaven except for Jesus Christ. There's only one God. I talked to them all the way till we got off the airplane at DFW Airport. Now, what's God going to do with that? I have no idea. What was I required to do? Tell them the truth. Did I tell them the truth? Yes, I did. I told them the truth. Now it's between them and God. Well, then, if we emphasize faith, does this mean that we can forget about the law? Of course not. In fact, only when we have faith do we truly fulfill the law. But, you know, this is something that so many people want to do. When they begin to get a hold of this and they begin to understand that I'm not under the law no more, they want to say, well, you don't have to read the Old Testament. Forget about it. No, that's not true. I mean, the law went away. No, the law didn't go away. It's still there. Jesus clearly told us that this law is not gone. It's just been fulfilled, but it's still there. Well, not one dot or one tittle of this law will ever go away. It's here, and it's going to be here forever. And so we think that we don't have to worry about the law. We don't have to worry about nothing, but you do. You have to walk in faith. And just like he says, now the next chapter, let's go to the fourth chapter, verse 1, and we'll go right on through that entire chapter. Abraham was, humanly speaking, the founder of our Jewish nation. What were his experiences concerning this question of being saved by faith? Well, see, Paul's got everything answered right here. Was it because of his good deeds that God accepted him? If so, he would have had something to boast about. In other words, whenever somebody tells you, see, if you've read these kind of scriptures and you know them, then when a guy says, well, you know, my good works have got outweighed my bad, so I know I'm going to get there. So if he got there on his good works, one day he could say, hey, look at me, I'm somebody. He could boast about this, right? And would they? Oh, of course they would. You know, if you thought you were the only man that ever, or woman, that ever got into heaven because of your good works, you'd have something to boast about, wouldn't you? And would we boast? Oh, we probably would, knowing us as a human being. Yeah, we'd probably really boast about it. Was it because of his good deeds that God accepted him? If so, he would have had something to boast about. But from God's point of view, Abraham had no basis at all for pride. Now, if you have no basis for pride, do you think that pleases God for you? Absolutely. He don't want you to get into any kind of pride. Verse 3 and 4. For the scriptures tell us, Abraham believed God, so God declared him to be right. Now, then, when you believe God, he's going to declare you to be right. That's all it takes. You believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, Jesus is my Lord, and that's how you get saved. And that's the same thing he did here. He declared him to be righteous because Abraham believed God. It says in verse 4, when people work, their wages are not a gift. Workers earn what they receive. Can you imagine you go to work someday and you work your backside off for somebody, and the guy says, well, you've been at work really hard this week, so I'm going to give you a gift. Reaches in his pocket, hands you a dollar bill. That's not exactly what you wanted for working 40 hours, was it? You can't live on that, can you? Not at all. Well, I mean, so maybe this time he gives you $1,000. Now, that might be a little better. Yeah, that'd be a whole lot better. But next week, he thought you didn't do so good, so next week he gives you a dollar. So I don't want to work for a guy like that, do you? I want to work for a guy that I know what he's going to pay me and that I get paid every week. And so that's what he's trying to say here. When people work, their wages are not a gift. Workers earn what they receive. Now, you don't want to be like, you don't want to be a Christian and be like the guy that he said that he had about 100 men out there working for him. And a guy walked up and said, man, you got a bunch of men working here. How many do you have working for you? He said, about half of them. You don't want to be like that, do you? If you're the half that's working, you want to be one of the Christians, right? Yeah. God tells us to work hard at whatever we do and be an example of Him. And so if there's going to be half of them working there, then let it be the Christian half that's working and not the unchristian half. Verse 5 and 6. But people are declared righteous because of their faith. Now, how are we declared righteous? Because of our faith. It's not by doing the law. It's by faith in Jesus. When we pray for somebody, when we pray in faith, I mean, I can remember that when I first got a hold of this really faith stuff, I mean, I hadn't been walking in faith, real faith, long, whenever little Philip, which worked for so many years, when he was 11 years old, he had those warts and scars all over little Philip's body. I mean, his mother and dad asked me to come over to their house on Sunday afternoon. I went over there and I got all their sins repented of. Now, little Philip, 11-year-old boy, about that tall, he had hundreds of wart. They had them all over his face, all over his hands, all over his body. And they had burned two big rows of them off the back of his hand and left all those big old scars right there, and the warts came right back in the scars. And so he hated himself because all the kids at school called him Morty. I can understand. He hated himself. I told him, I said, son, you know, I said, there's something you got to know about God. I said, God's a faith God. And if you don't come to Him in faith, I said, He'll let you take these warts and scars to your grave. Will He? Sure He will. But I said, if we come to Him in faith according to His word, I guarantee you He'll take these warts and scars off of your body. Now then, to make a declaration like that, you either got to know who your God is or you got to be a complete idiot, right? One of the two. You don't run into very many people that make that kind of declaration, do you? But the Lord says in His word, those that really know Me, they do great things. Hey, how do we get to know Him? Study His word, right? So anyway, after I got all their sins repented of, I prayed over little Philip years ago on Sunday afternoon. I guess that's been at least 15, 16 years ago now. I prayed over that little boy. Whenever I got through praying over him, I mean, I just knelt there on the floor with them, raised my hands to heaven, and I used Matthew 18:19, because it was five of us. Isn't that a great verse? Great verse, Matthew 18:19. And after I got through praying, asking the Father in the name of Jesus, according to Matthew 18:19, to take all of Philip's warts and scars off of his body, I said, Lord, I want to thank You for doing it. So we get up, and after we thanked Him, we stood up. And his mother said, Thurman, when are they going to come off? Her name was Sini. I said, Sini, that's the only thing God don't tell me is when. I said, but you know, I guarantee you they will come off. Now, that's a declaration of faith, is it not? I guarantee you the King will do what He promised. Why can't I do that all the time? I still listen to that devil once in a while. You know that? Unfortunately, I hate to say this, but I'm still a human being. If there's anything I could change, that would be it. Yes, Bill. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. But anyway, I also told her, I said, now, Mother, I'm going to guarantee you something else. I said, when I leave here, there's going to be a little critter come in this room. And I said, he's a little critter from the devil. And I said, he'll begin to put thoughts in your mind. Now, Mama, you don't really think just because this gray-haired guy came over here and knelt on the floor and spoke a few words out of this old book into the atmosphere that God is really going to show up to take these warts off his body. Remember, you took him to the doctors, and the doctors burned some of them off, and they came right back in the scar. So you don't think just because he prayed. I said, I guarantee that's going to happen. I said, when that happens, don't believe him. Go to the word. Don't even entertain the thought. Open the Bible to Matthew 18. I say, devil, I want you to see what Jesus said. And I said, stand on his word. Well, the next morning when she goes in to check little Philip, all the warts on his fingers and under his fingernails on his hands were gone overnight. And over the next 3 weeks, all of little Philip's warts went away. And then the next week, all of his scars went away. So within 4 weeks, Philip, and we all know Philip. I mean, he worked around here for years, Rosemary. Nearly everybody here has seen Philip. He and his lovely little Brad, they worked for us for how many years? 5 or 6 years, honey? 5 years. and they have just moved. He wanted to get into computers, so I paid his way through school, and he got educated on computers, and then he went to work for a bank up in Oklahoma. And so, praise God, he don't have a wart or scar on his body, does he? And all of us that have known him know this story for real, because Phil's been here so many years. Now, how did I get that done? By faith. By faith in who? Jesus. That's exactly right. It wasn't my faith in me that got that done, was it?
No.
It was my faith in the name of Jesus that brought this miracle into existence. And so it says there, people are declared righteous because of their faith, not because of their work. Now, my work going there didn't do nothing. It just, but my faith is what God saw. It says, then King David spoke of this, describing the happiness of an unserving sinner who is declared to be righteous. When you were an undeserving sinner and you found out that Jesus had cleansed you and purified you and made you clean as if you had never sinned, were you a happy critter? I was. Wow. I mean, I received Jesus as my Savior when I was 11, but I didn't really know what I got until many years later. It took me many years to really begin to get a hold, and I'm still getting a hold of it. I still don't know all of everything that's mine. Do you, Scott? No, we're trying. We're learning, aren't we? We're reading and studying every day. Verse 7 and 8. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sins are put out of sight. That is the best news ever, is when your sins are totally forgiven and your unforgiveness and everything is all gone and you're walking in obedience to His Word. Yes, what joy for those whose sin is no longer counted against them by the Lord. Now then, we're going to come back to right here in just a minute, but for a second, I want to take us to Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, and I want to see what it says there. But we'll start out with Colossians 2, 8 and see what that says. I may be a little ahead of myself there. Okay, here it is. Don't let anyone lead you astray with empty philosophy and high-sounding nonsense that comes from human thinking and from the evil powers of this world and not from Christ. Well, let me tell you, there's a lot of stuff out there from the devil and a lot of high-minded stuff out there that tell you things that does not line up with this book. Is there not? And you can hear it in church. You can hear it on Christian television. You have to be careful what you listen to, because you have to back up everything with the Word. So don't let anyone lead you astray. Nobody. Even people that say they're Christians, you have to be careful. Cheryl and I, we minister to so many people, especially those that are living together, not married. And some of them have two or three or four children. Do you know you brought all these children into the world under a curse?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, This Faith Stuff Really Works, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.